Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Senate considers surveillance bill. The U.S. Senate has started debating whether to extend its authorization of the country's national security surveillance operation or let it lapse at midnight when a law expires. Lawmakers gathered in Washington just hours after the U.S. intelligence chief warned that global terrorists are looking to take advantage of any halt in the spying effort. Central Intelligence Agency Director John Brennan, in an appearance on CBS's Face the Nation, urged the Senate to approve new authorization for the surveillance. China has strongly rejected U.S. criticism of its land reclamation activities in the South China Sea. Chinese Admiral Sun Jianguo told a security summit in Singapore Sunday that construction work is, quoting now, justified, legitimate, and reasonable, and that the projects are for the purpose of providing what he called international public services. The Chinese Admiral's comments came a day after U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter delivered a blunt rebuke to China for being out of step with international norms. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has cut short an international trip after breaking his leg in a biking accident outside Geneva, Switzerland. Kerry was hospitalized Sunday after being flown by helicopter to a hospital following the accident. Burundi's president will not attend Sunday's emergency summit of the East African Community Heads of State on the political situation in Burundi. The summit in Dar es Salaam is scheduled to be attended by leaders from Uganda, Tanzania, and Kenya. The president of Rwanda is sending a minister, and the president of Burundi will be represented by a foreign minister. This is VOA News. Beau Biden, the 46-year-old former Delaware State Attorney General, died Saturday of brain cancer. He was the oldest son of Vice President Joe Biden. Biden, who had served in the military in Iraq, had been receiving treatment for cancer at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed condolences.
I would like to offer Israel's sincere condolences to my good friend Vice President Joe Biden on the passing of his son, Beau. Vice President Biden spoke many times to me about Beau over the years. We've known each other for many, many years.
The vice president said that the entire Biden family is saddened beyond words. Beau Biden is survived by a wife and two children. An Egyptian-American prisoner freed by Egypt after it jailed him for nearly 2 years for his alleged involvement in the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood has returned to the United States. Frail-looking Mohammed Sultan was embraced by relatives and friends as he arrived Saturday at Washington's Dulles International Airport. Cairo authorities forced the 27-year-old Sultan to relinquish his Egyptian citizenship before allowing him to leave Egypt. Two British banks say they have launched internal reviews into how allegedly corrupt payments were funneled through their institutions as part of the current world football bribery scandal. Barclays and Standard Chartered are among dozens of banks mentioned in the U.S. indictment last week. The indictment charged 14 media and marketing executives and officials at FIFA in a $150 million bribery scandal. The scandal related to the award of sports media contracts. No banks have been charged with wrongdoing in the case. Five people were killed near the Libyan city of Misrata on Sunday by a suicide bombing claimed by Islamic State militants. The explosives-laden car detonated at a security checkpoint west of the city. Thousands of Nepalese children affected by last month's earthquake have returned to class. Nepalese schools reopened 5 weeks after the disaster that claimed 8,600 lives. Police in Singapore say they fatally shot one man and detained two others when the men crashed their car through barricades early Sunday near the site of a high-level regional security forum. The incident occurred near a hotel that was hosting the Shangri-La Dialogue, attended by U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter and delegates from various countries. The event was uninterrupted, and authorities boosted security around the venue. Police say substances believed to be drugs were found on one of the men detained. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.